WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Honestly, a surprise. I'm not going to say the Rays are a surprise, despite being 6-0, because they haven't played anybody. I'd say, for me, a surprise is personally the Phillies. Like, not a good surprise, because they are currently 1-5. I expected way more. I expected them to beat us in the series.
I think a bigger surprise than the Phillies being 1-5 is the Astros losing 2 out of 3,
yeah,
to the Tigers and splitting with the White Sox.
Yeah, that was surprising. Yeah, definitely. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah, Astros haven't started off too hot. It's been strange. It's been a strange week, but it's only a weekend. I wouldn't panic if I'm any of these teams.
Yeah, it's no time to panic yet.
I mean, hey, the Angels are also 4-2, so.
Yeah, that's not going to last.
Yeah, it's not going to last.
Yeah, that's not going to last.
Sadly, it's not going to last, but.
Well, I guess speaking of the Angels real quick, we'll talk about them in a second, but five games for Rendon. I mean,
it got down to 4.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, it got down to 4. Yeah, he appealed. I mean, I guess everything counts, but
that was a classless act, dude. You could talk back. Don't swing at a dude.
Yeah, like I saw.
Grab his shirt. He had him like that.
Like physical contact, bro. Like, when have you ever seen that in sports? Never.
I mean, besides hockey, I really don't see it. And football, I don't really see it
with
anywhere.
A fan.
Oh, with the fan? No, no.
Like, no.
Yeah, yeah. Hockey's a different animal.
But,
yeah.
Like, with a fan, no, dude. Like, you are walking through your tunnel, through your hallway, whatever it
that
is.
That fan
dude,
could sue him for a lot of money.
You're a major league player. You are a pro athlete. You have to. That is part of the game. You have to be able to take trash talk from fans, from players, whatever it is. And That was a classic.
I got a question for y'all. What did you think of Machado's reaction to getting that violation?
That was warranted.
I think Machado was wrong. I think it's the rules, and I think that why are you arguing if you know that that's the rules? That's my only question.
He asked for time.
I didn't see him ask for time.
I think he clearly asked for time.
I was watching the video from beginning to end. I never saw him go like this. So. You might have asked for time. He didn't. If the umpire doesn't hear you, it's a strike. And I'm sorry. I mean, don't be down 0-2 in the count. Then I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm sorry. But next time, just say it more clear, I guess. I don't know. But that reaction to me is unnecessary. Just say it, like, louder. Or just don't be in an 0-2 count. That's just that simple. Swing, then. Like, that's it. Like, that's all I could really tell you. I mean, I just kind of disagreed with that because it is the rules. And so far, I'm loving the clocks.
Yeah.
The game is
Sandy Alcantara threw a complete game shutout yesterday in 1 hour and 57 minutes.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Love it.
The new rules are absolutely amazing.
Yes. And if you saw Passan's tweet, or no, not Passan, only Buster Olney's tweet, after like the first weekend of games, they compared the time last year to like this year. This year is like 1.5 hours ahead. Like early. It's beautiful. We don't have to spend hours in the stadium anymore. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
Can we just thank the rare Manfred W for pushing this through?
Yeah,
the
very rare.
Awesome. And notice how many bases are being stolen too. Luke was right. There's been
a lot of stolen bases. It's exciting to watch.
Yeah.
It's,
you saw Volpe.
Yeah, Volpe.
Judge stole a bag.
Glaber stole two bags today. Yeah, you got.
How about Glaber, by the way? What a hot start he's off to.
He's batting .401 right now.
He's batting Glaber Torres to start the year, .421, .560, and .789 with a 1.349 OPS, 2 homers, and 5 bags.
Wow. That's pretty good.
5 bags in 6 games. Homer. Oh, it's coming.
I hope so.
It's
he's playing well, though. So.
I mean, people forget when Jeter got brought up in 95, because he was brought up in 95. He struggled.
Really?
He struggled off the bat. And I don't think Volpe's going to struggle because he's making an automatic impact. I think Kay said that he had a .389 on base percentage because he reached base every game except today. Whether it was a walk, whether it was a hit. Yeah. And he's making stuff happen. He's got 3 bags. So, I mean...
Yeah,
he's very exciting.
Speaking of the Yankees, I'm very, very pleased with the way Gerrit Cole started season. If he could keep this going, he's a runaway Cy Young winner, in my opinion. But again, Cy Youngs, I don't want Cy Youngs. I want World Series championships. That's just me personally. I mean, I'm very, very pleased with the start. I don't know if it's the haircut that he got. I don't know what it is, but hopefully he can keep it going. I mean, can I ask for a better start than his, honestly? It's 11 Ks in the opening day, 8 Ks today with 1 earned run. Beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful.
How about me last week? I want to, you know, just put it out there that I perfectly guessed Garrett Cole's performance live on air.
Luke did do that.
I was kind of going crazy after that happened. It was getting down the road, and I was just like, yo, he's got 10 strikeouts.
Yeah.
There's been zero runs scored.
I was looking because I was in math class, and I was like, wait, he's got like 6 through 3. I was like, hold on, Luke might get it.
Yeah, and he was at 10 like in his last inning, and I was like, He could strike one of these next three guys out, and that could be golden, and it happened. And I was like, yo, that's awesome. That was crazy.
So I guess before we talk about
the
Braves.
You were calling me bold and stuff.
But I guess we were talking a little bit before we went on air, kind of your guys' thoughts about the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a very interesting reaction. I guess overall, how the team's doing so far, I guess final say on that.
I'd say Yankees are doing definitely better than I thought we would be as of right now.
As a Yankee fan right now, just keep winning series.
Yeah.
While our guys are injured, Bader, Rodon, Montas,
even if we play like a 4-game series with a really good team, if we just split.
Yes.
Just split.
Just can't be losing series.
Yeah, just don't lose. Exactly. Don't lose series. I agree. Totally.
And if we just keep, you know, two and one, they'll add up.
Yeah.
And we'll sweep teams that are not good. Like, we're going to take care of business. When the Yankees are never going to be bad. Like,
yeah, but there's a difference between making the playoffs every year and winning the World Series. Yes, I want the World Series.
Exactly. It's now. The time is now.
I hope so.
For 28.
Yeah, but I guess the AL East, it's kind of interesting. I have the standings pulled up real quick, and it's unique, to say at least. Because, again, Tampa Bay, we also talked about a little bit of this before, but undefeated, the only undefeated team left in the MLB. Again, Luke, you want to say it, go ahead and say it.
Yeah, they don't deserve as much credit as they're getting for being the last standing undefeated team. I think my cousin's Little League team would beat the Washington Nationals and the... Who was the other team?
The Tigers.
Detroit Tigers, who somehow just won 2 out of 3 against the Astros. But, yeah, give it 3 weeks and they'll be 500 again.
Yeah, I totally agree with Luke. I mean, I think most MLB teams would beat the Tigers and Nationals. I think Luke's right there. Mm-hmm. I don't really think.
I mean, those two teams were in the talks of us when we were talking about who's going to have the worst record in the MLB.
I think definitely those are one of the four teams in consideration. So,
you know, I was looking at the race schedule though going forward, and like,
is it easy?
So easy.
Yeah, like I thought the Yankees for sure were going to like lose to the Phillies. I'm surprised we won 2 out of 3. I'm genuinely surprised, cause I thought for sure we were going to lose that series because the injuries we have. And I just didn't expect this bad of a start from Philly. That's
just
all.
Like, the Rays opened up against, like I said, the Tigers, then the Nationals, then they play the Athletics.
Oh, well.
Then they play the Red Sox for 4, and then they finally play the Blue Jays. But then they play the Reds.
Oh, my God.
The White Sox.
Are you kidding me?
The Astros and the White Sox again, and then the Pirates, and then they play us.
Come on!
Wait till
they play us.
Okay, yeah. Then it gets tough.
All right, Tampa Bay ALE supremacy. Yeah, it's happening.
No, it's not happening.
Anyway, we already talked about the Yankees. They're in second. Baltimore starting off at 500. After about a week.
Yeah, I think that's good for them. I think they, like I said last week on the show, they could be a dark horse playoff team. I'm not saying they will be. They're saying they could be.
Yeah.
I like Baltimore a lot. I like where they're going. I like their direction. Grayson Rodriguez makes his first start. I don't know how he did, but someone could check that. It would be great. But, they have definitely a bright future. So, yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately, the MLB The Show cover curse continues as Jazz got hurt yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was
all right. Then Toronto. Kind of, I'm very curious. This is a team we all kind of thought maybe a little higher than where they are, but they're just 2-3 to start the season.
Grayson Rodriguez, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad for a first career start at all. Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's not
bad.
He does get the – or no, he didn't get the loss.
He didn't get the loss?
Nope. Got no decision.
Okay. I think it's still too early to judge teams. I mean, honestly, the Athletics are 2-4, and we know that they're by far the worst team in baseball. So, like, it's really – like, you're – so, like, the Phillies are 1-5, Athletics are 2-4. Who's a better team? Obviously, the Phillies. So, like, I'm not going to judge teams after a week. Like, give it like a month or so, then maybe we could talk. But
granted,
like,
I have been making fun of my Phillies friends.
Yeah, I have Phillies.
And then you have Boston also is 2-4. So.
Yeah, I mean,
good.
I've been making fun of my Mets fans for losing on Tuesday and Wednesday by a combined 19-0. That was awesome. But yeah.
It was 20. They lost back to back days. 10-0.
No. It was 10-0. 9-0. I promise you.
Yeah, it was 19-0.
Yeah, it was 19-0 in 2 days. I was hoping.
They probably took away a run, but yeah,
I
it was night.
It was
10-0, then 9-0, Luke.
Yeah, it was. I think, was it Monday or Tuesday or Tuesday and Wednesday?
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, so they lost by combined.
And then they lost an extra innings.
And the best
did take away a run. I'm telling you, or my ESPN match was.
Yeah, and Scherzer pitched really bad. I mean, the Mets are.
Yeah, Scherzer 5 1/3, 8 hits, 5 runs.
Okay, hold on. Before we do that, let's go and talk about the NL East then. Atlanta.
Yeah,
my team.
Unfortunate injury to Max Fried ends up
on
the
IL. I was very
upset.
But
guess what happens, Luke?
What happens?
In St. Louis, a star appears. Did you not hear about this?
No, who got called up?
No, then I saw an excellent joke about this. Why I get his name because I haven't even really heard of this guy before, but he's either a one hit wonder or he is someone to grab. But hold on,
is he on the Braves?
Yes. Okay, hang on. I'm trying to get the Dylan Dodd. Dylan Dodd.
Did he
shows up? 5 innings played, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 3 strikeouts.
Wow, not bad. It's
pretty good.
Good
game.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Again, prospect. Oh,
we didn't talk about our guy on the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about him. We'll talk about him.
Yeah, but I guess just to finish up, let's go ahead and finish up the NL East.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Braves, again, like I said before the season 2, there's not many front offices I trust over the Braves front office. Alex Anthopoulos and company, not many people I trust over them. I honestly probably trust them more than I trust Brian Cashman.
I don't trust cheaters, and they got something fishy going on over there.
I mean, hey, they made the World Series without cheating 2 times after that, so we haven't made a World Series.
I'm just saying.
They've definitely done something good. So, but yeah, I definitely think the Braves are winning the NL East. Nothing's changed. They could lose the next 6 games. I still think they're going to win the NL East. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Braves are locked to win it. They're too good. They're managed great. They're deep. They have great bullpen. They have great starting pitchers. They're very good everywhere. The Braves are very good everywhere.
And just a note also on the Braves, Kyle Wright, fellow Huntsville boy, he has started a rehabilitation stint with Gwent, so it looks like he is coming sooner than later.
I did see Tatis made a start with the El Paso Chinchillas yesterday.
Nice.
So he's on his comeback.
I hope so.
Yes.
His future Yankee.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Miami at number 2. I think a lot of us expected this team to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miami is.
Unfortunately, like I said, the injury to Jazz, I don't know how serious it is, but he looked in a lot of pain when it happened. Hopefully he gets better soon. But with that pitching staff, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sandy Alcantara is winning Cy Young again.
Oh,
he's so good.
Did he pitch today?
No, he pitched yesterday, remember?
How do you do?
The 1 hour, 57-minute shutout.
Oh, good God.
That's what I was talking about before.
Oh. Yeah.
Complete game shutout, 1 hour and 57 minutes. Like,
ridiculous.
What?
That's ridiculous.
How?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. I did see that yesterday. Yeah.
How?
Yeah,
you are. But yeah,
just one of those things.
Just one of them things.
But then, kind of moving on to the next team, the New York Mets, 3-4 to start the season. Steven, what happened?
Yeah, Verlander's hurt. Diaz is hurt.
Bunch of sissies.
They don't have – their pitching's not great. Peterson gave up 5 runs today. Smith comes in and gives up – Drew Smith comes in and gives up a run. Adam Ottavino, good luck. I mean, you could keep him forever. I mean, he was – outside of the Yankees, man, he's done nothing. He gave up a game-winning run. I mean, I don't know what to say. The Mets have – Mets bullpen's not playing well. Pitching's not playing well. Verlander's hurt. I honestly just – my gut feeling tells me that Verlander just went there for the money. My gut feeling tells me that. Again, I hope not because I don't like when players do that. But at some point, I mean, he did just win a World Series. He did win Cy Young. So I kind of wouldn't blame him if he went for the money. But Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I got to see more from the Mets. I need to see how they improve from this. But losing 19-0 in 2 days is not a pretty sight, especially when you have Max Scherzer pitching. Like, how do you lose a game?
That was rough.
9-0 with Max Scherzer pitching. Like, that's very bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we go on to the next team, I just want to circle back because we did talk about something off air.
Yeah.
So Johnny Brito makes his major league debut for the Yankees against the San Francisco Giants in the series finale. 5 innings pitched, 2 hits, no runs at all, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Great. Great. We could not have asked for better.
And five innings pitched, right?
Five innings. And then prior post-game, they optioned him to AAA. Adam's not really a fan of that. You can express your feelings.
I'm not a fan of it because these players, like, we did the same thing with Luis Keel. We promoted him, get a great start, and then we just sent him back. So, like, that, to me personally, that derails a pitcher's confidence. My personal opinion, because, like, you get promoted, like, especially on the New York Yankees, too, like, probably the most historic franchise in all of sports. Like, I'm talking football, basketball, everything. And you just get demoted after your first career start, especially, and you kill it, too, and you know you played well. The fans are cheering you on, and you just get, you're going back to AAA. Like, I don't know. I just think that derails the pitchers. Like, at least just keep him as a bullpen piece. Like, I personally don't like it.
I think they do it so they can bring up another arm while he recovers and he'll be back up in the rotation. I think for sure he's above Herman right now.
Easily.
I think for sure he's borderline with Clark Schmidt right now.
Might be better than Clark Schmidt.
But while he recovers, they brought up Franchi Cordero, who has been playing well. I don't think he goes to the AAA facility. I think he stays with the team, and while he recovers, and then when his time's up to pitch again, mm-hmm. they'll probably recall him and do it again and do it again. It happened with Tyler Wade. It happened with Clark Schmidt when he first came up. It happened with Loaisiga when he first came up. Abreu. It happens all the time.
I just don't remember, like, anybody having this good of a start as a pitcher for the Yankees. Like, Gill didn't even have this good of a start pitching for the Yankees. Like, because Gill was great in his first start, but he wasn't this good like mm-hmm. Brito was. Brito's stuff looked disgusting.
Yeah,
it looked very good.
I don't doubt he'll be back very soon.
I mean, I hope so. It's just, to me, that's what it seems like, that it would derail somebody's confidence. I don't know. Again, I don't know how this process works. Maybe he's really not. Maybe Luke's right. I don't know. If Luke's right, then I hope that's the case. But if I'm right, then I just disagree with it. I don't think that he should be mm-hmm. demoted, because I just think it derails the confidence of a pitcher.
Yeah. All
right, back on track to the NL, sorry. Yeah.
Yes. I guess I just for the New York Mets, because we have just a few minutes left, there's no way fans should be
happy
with this, right?
I fully think they are going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, it's starting to look like
they,
that.
They very well could. This could go from, like, bad. Like, it's already, like, not that good, but this could go from not that good to bad,
really bad
to, like, falling off a cliff. Like, this could go very, very bad
this
very,
is a
very
prime
fast.
Example of, you can't just have a guy who is a big spender as your GM. You need to have a strategic guy as your GM who will spend money, but will bring in guys who will...
The Atlanta Braves.
Yes, who will have confidence.
Well, they don't spend money. The Braves don't spend money.
They'll spend money. I mean, look at like the Olsen deal and stuff like that.
Oh, stop it.
They'll bring in guys that'll have good confidence and good connection and correlation with each other. And they'll bring in guys that... It, like... Just spending on the best free agents, works.
You can't
buy yourself to a ring. You saw it with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't understand. Just my personal thing is, I don't understand. I didn't understand the deal to begin with. Paying a 40-year-old $40 million a year. I didn't understand that at all. How is Verlander getting a 2-year $80 million contract? Makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. It just does not make any sense. He just, to me, it seemed like a desperation move because he just lost DeGrom.
It did very
It seemed sense. Like a desperation. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Paying a 40-year-old, like, I don't know. That's just me. I did not hate that move. And Scherzer's not looking that good. I mean, Scherzer didn't even look good in last year's playoff game, too. He kind of arguably lost in the series. Yeah, man. And the Mets, I mean, I hope for the sake of my Mets fans back home that my Mets fans' friends back home that their season recovers. But, hey, if it doesn't... It's going to get really ugly for people.
All right, I have a couple questions I want to ask about the Mets. We'll bring that topic back, but we got to go to break. We'll be back in 5 minutes, guys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And welcome back. So let's keep talking about those Mets. So
stinky Mets.
Yes. So Buck Showalter, of course, came in last year, took the Mets to the playoffs for the first time in a while. So
love Buck, great Yankee manager. Sorry,
unfortunately, just had to throw that out there. I know. But here's what I say. Unfortunately, I think the Deadpool is out for Buck at this rate.
I agree. I think you should go back to working on Yes Network.
Okay.
His time's up.
Okay. Again, didn't win a playoff series.
He did. But, huh?
But
a lot of Mets fans were disappointed with just one.
Yes.
Yeah.
They brought a manager with experience in to work with that money spent team, and it didn't work. So now you got to go figure out another manager. The Mets are becoming a dumpster fire. You got to figure out a managerial position. You got to find out why the heck everything's going wrong with these players you're spending so much money on.
I mean,
by the way, they tried to bring in Carlos Correa too for $300 and something million.
Yeah.
But
and the Twins got him for $100 million.
Yeah. I bet Correa hates his ankle. Yeah. Anyway, what is going on? I would fire if I was the owner. I would fire.
Well, the problem
Steve
is
Cohen.
The problem for the Mets is their owner is the GM. Steve Cohen
is the owner.
GM. Yeah, Steve Cohen's the owner, and he's basically the GM. The GM essentially on the Mets has no say. Steve Cohen's
I thought
the
he was the GM.
No, Steve Cohen's the owner.
He's the owner.
Steve Cohen's the owner. Dude, his net worth is $14 billion.
Have you never heard of like how big he is in the finance world?
Yeah,
how do you
know
think
that.
He got all that money?
He's one of the biggest Jewish hedge fund people in New York State.
I'm saying he does make every move.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But
GM does nothing.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Steve Cohen basically listens to Twitter and hopes for the best.
Yeah, he puts out on Twitter. He says, 'cause I follow him on Twitter because I just like him as a person. He's funny. But he says, who do you guys want me to get next? And then fans were like saying Carlos Correa. And the next thing you know, they wakes up, they sign Carlos Correa. I'm like, what? Yeah, and like a lot of them were like Lindor. Like my thing with the Mets is they're old owners. My Mets fans friends told me this. They were the Wilpons. And Mets fans would always call them the Coupons. Because they would never spend. And, I mean, rightfully so. I mean, I get it. The Mets were always poverty and, mid. I don't blame Steve Cohen for spending money. I don't, because the Mets were never known for doing that. And when you have players like a Scherzer available, like a Lindor available. I mean, Lindor, I think, deserves all the money he got. Lindor's a great player, I think. But, at some point you have to do that. If you're Steve Cohen, I don't blame him. But I think that if the Mets have a bad year, not making the playoffs, bad year, I think there's going to be a lot of changes made. I think Steve Cohen's going to be pissed. He's going to be I think Buck's going to be gone. I think the GM's going to be gone, when it's probably not even the GM's fault, to be honest. But, I think the GM's going to be gone. I think there's going to be a lot of different players.
Okay, you
there.
Say that with Buck.
They should clean house.
Yeah, they're probably going to clean house.
All right. I have a prediction. I think this is very solid, just based on how things are going so far. If the Mets are not 500 or above...
by All-Star break?
I was going to say by about June, but let's go All-Star break.
Okay.
He's gone.
100%.
Fuck yeah, I think he's gone too. Yeah.
500? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a crazy point to think that the Marlins are going to finish above them. I don't think it's crazy to think that, because the Marlins are a way more complete all-around team than the New York Mets are. It's just right now, it's the case. They have better pitching currently. I mean, Alcantara is better than any Mets starter. And I could probably say the Marlins number two is probably better than any Mets starter, honestly, right now. I agree with you, Carson. I think that mid, because Steve Cohen's not patient. You could tell Steve Cohen's not patient. If he spends this money, he doesn't want to wait for a championship.
He wants results.
Yeah, he wants results, yeah. And if you downgrade from last year, like the Mets finished the season horribly last year. If you downgrade from last year and you probably improved your team considering like what moves you made, it's not a good look. And they didn't do anything they were supposed to get. Like, the Mets fans were all saying, oh, Wilson Contreras is a lock. J.D. Martinez is a lock. They got none of them.
Yeah.
And then they didn't even sign Wilson Contreras in the offseason. So it's like, I mean, I don't know what the plan is. I mean, I guess, and they didn't even promote Alvarez. Like, you have the number one prospect in baseball. Why is he not playing? Like, well, he's hopefully going to be playing now because Narvaez is hurt. I mean, hopefully Narvaez is okay. But still, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions when talking about the Mets.
The New York Mets are a huge question mark at the moment.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the Philadelphia Phillies. LOL.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
Yeah.
I would be worried if say 2 weeks go by and they're still 5 to 10 games under 500, that would be concerning. Because they weren't the best team in the NL East last year. They were the third best team in the NL East.
I think, third best.
Yeah, third.
But they made a large postseason push with the help of Bryce Harper. But now they went out and signed Trey Turner. But they lose the arguably the centerpiece of that that team who's been there for 8 years, Rhys Hoskins.
Oh, Rhys, yeah. Again, refers to my point on why you should not be playing spring training, but continue, Luke.
So there is a level of concern due to the Rhys Hoskins injury, but like I said, they don't have Bryce Harper right now. They get Bryce Harper back, it's a whole different ballgame.
Wait, why is Bryce not playing?
Tommy John.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he had that in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that. Mm. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, I'm not... Oh, I didn't even... Yeah, see, I thought Bryce was playing. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I'm not too worried. I mean, they've had a difficult start. But I wouldn't be too worried. I'm more confident in the Phillies than I am in the Mets right as of this moment. I think that's pretty obvious
the
right
Mets
now.
The Mets are the Mets.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. You know, a lot of New Yorkers and specifically Yankee fans always say Mets gonna Met.
Yep. Mets gonna
and
Met.
And Braves fans.
Yeah. And Braves. Yeah, I hear a lot of that here too. That's what warms my heart about Braves fans. But yeah, I mean, I think the Phillies will be fine. It's just that injury bug, man. It's tough.
I did want to talk about I saw on Twitter there was a proposal to, obviously there's talks to switch up the divisions and stuff. Nothing's like really taken place yet, but it was like this would be the most toxic division ever. Cuz Yankees, Mets, Phillies, Red Sox.
Oh my god.
Fan bases would be like fighting in the stands.
It would be so bad.
You would be recording. You know how they have security at stadiums. You'd be required to bring a gun to a stadium or something like that. Like protection.
Add the Astros to that too.
Oh, you're just mad about
If you had the Astros, I will no longer watch baseball. I'm not gonna. If I have to play the Astros 20 times a year, what do you think? Yeah. Nope.
Anyway. Do we really want to
be a full-time Braves fan if that happens?
Do we want to talk about the Washington Nats, or do we just want to?
We could skip it.
Yeah. <Nah. laughs> What are we really going to talk about? All right. Let's go to the embarrassment division, the AL Central. Oh, Cleveland. 5-2, kind of surprisingly.
5-2? I'm not surprised. Indians are a very good team.
Why did you just say the Indians are the Guardians?
Whatever.
You're racist.
Whatever. The Guardians are a really good team. Yeah. I mean, Bieber's pitching really well. I just think they're overall, like, Jimenez is a great player. They're playing all up the way I expected them to, and I think they'll win that division pretty easily too.
I think.
It's a bad division, but still, I think the Guardians are a good team.
I think the Twins could possibly kind of give them competition.
I mean, with the way Pablo Lopez is pitching, if y'all haven't seen, he's got 15 Ks and one earned run in two starts. I mean, if he keeps doing like we were talking about this trade with him and Arise, and I said that before the year. I'm like, this is a sneaky big trade for both teams. It was under the radar trade for both teams, and both of them have been playing really well. So right now, it's unclear who won. But
I think the Royals are going to win that division.
The KC Royals that are 1-4 at the moment.
Yeah, Aroldis Chapman's throwing 104 again. So
wow.
Where was that, by the way?
Yeah, where was
that? That made me pretty angry seeing this tweet. Aroldis Chapman, 103, 104, 103. Where was that? Because I'm pretty sure you topped out at like 101 last year, like the entire year.
I was at the game, the Yankees game, when he broke that record for like the fastest pitch.
It was at A-Rod's last home game. I was there, too.
I was there.
Yep.
I remember that. It was crazy.
Well, all right, Twins, we kind of talked about them. I think we're kind of surprised with how they're kind of right there.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins, like, team-wise, aren't bad. I think if Pablo Lopez keeps pitching like this, they have found somebody.
I wanted the Yankees to get him so bad.
Well, we were going to give up Glaber for him, so I didn't really want to do that.
Me too, but he's so good.
He is. He's pitching lights out right now.
So
Pablo Lopez, man. Yeah, like if he, and that's what I'm saying. Like if he could keep going, I hope he can, because I have him on my dynasty team, so hopefully he keeps doing this. But if he pitches like this, Twins are going to be dangerous, man. The Twins could be very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Then I guess let's also talk about the White Sox.
They beat the Astros. Congrats, but they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
The White Sox are such a disappointment. I mean, Dylan Cease, Dylan Cease is a baller.
What surprises me is that guy they have really good players on that team. from Eloy Jimenez to Andrew Benintendi to Tim Anderson to Yoan Moncada to the pitching staff with Cease and...
Dylan Cease, a beast. Dylan Cease, I think I was watching the game last week, or like tracking it. Dylan Cease pitched, I'll tell you right now.
And Luis Roberts on that team.
Yeah, well, Luis Robert, yeah.
They have good players. Yeah. Why are they not good?
So he pitched against Houston. He had 10 Ks and one earned run and six and one and a third pitched. He is probably the one pitcher in the league, Dylan Cease, who gets the worst run support when he pitches.
Other than Monty last year.
Yes, other than, well, no, besides that, like DeGrom is probably one, and he's two for run support. It's just something when Dylan Cease pitches that the offense just does not want to hit. And, like, he will pitch, like, even against, like, the Yankees, too. Like, he pitched great. He, like, struck out Judge Stanton, like, easily off that slider. Like, I'm like, bro. And then
he'd be a great. He'd be so a that mustache would be great in our rotation.
Love him. I would pay
him.
I would trade Glaber. I would fly Glaber to Chicago for Dylan Cease. I will pay for his flight. Anything. I'll go ahead. Goodbye, Glaber. If we get Dylan
Cease, I wouldn't.
Cease.
I would Glaber.
No,
Glaber's my favorite Yankee, man. It's hard to give up on guys.
I don't care.
I cried when we traded Andujar, even though I knew it was coming. Andujar was my favorite Yankee for no reason. I loved that man. He. Robbed out of Rookie of the Year, by the way, in 2018.
He did.
Shohei, yeah, you could pitch and hit, whatever. All right, whatever.
Yeah, Andujar was robbed.
Andujar had like 78 extra base hits that year.
That's besides the point, but you get what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It's just, oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Detroit Tigers.
You go ahead.
The Tigers, man, the Tigers. Javier Baez, garbage.
They have a goofy team.
They have a weird team.
They have a weird team. It's like, I don't know. Like, they have, like, players that are, like, 30 and then players that are, like, 20. So, like, what direction are you going
in? Are you
in?
Rebuilding or are you attempting to do, like, go with a 400
like,
percentage?
They're the type of team, like, the Kings, like Sacramento Kings. They're never bad enough to have the first pick. But they're never good enough to make the playoffs. Like, now the Kings are good. Like, I'm happy for them and everything. But that's the perfect example for who the Tigers are. Like, they'll always be, like, mid to, like, below mid. But they'll never have the first pick. So it's like, I don't know, man. The Tigers just, they're the Tigers, man. Who knows? Who knows what they're thinking? They're, I don't know.
All right. Well, we kind of already talked about Kansas City. Luke is insane with his prediction.
I'm kidding.
All right. You were kidding. Okay.
I'm not making the... No.
Yeah. All right. NL Central, Milwaukee. I think this is kind of the surprise of the weekend.
I'm very surprised. Yeah. I am very surprised. Because they'd be good. Like, they beat teams that were.
Milwaukee's got guys that have that dog in them.
Yelich looks good. Too.
If Yelich is back.
Yelich looks good. Yeah. He looked really good.
Yelich was like one of my favorite players when he was like. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yelly's good, man.
Yeah, and, if he could go back to his old self.
They got the 2020 COVID home run king, Luke Voigt, over there. I didn't even know that until today. Yeah,
Luke Voigt's on the Brewers?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, because, again, he went to San Diego.
Yeah, I know that.
Free agency.
Oh, wow. I did not know. Nah, I'm happy for Luke. I loved Luke Voigt when he was on the Yankees.
Yeah,
loved
man.
Luke Voigt.
He had like 25 home runs that year.
Yeah. In like 60 games.
Kind of crazy for 60 games. He was averaging like a home run every four at-bats.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
I like the Brewers, actually, though. Like, they can make the division interesting. Because right now, the Cardinals, aren't they, like, in last place, the Cardinals?
Yes. But let's talk about, though, the other kind of team, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pittsburgh. What are they, 3-3?
4-2.
4-2, nice.
I think we'll get a better sample size of everything if we circle back next week.
Yeah, next week. I say next week, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the pitching's been good. Mitch Keller's a dog.
Yeah, Keller's looking good, yeah. O'Neill Cruz isn't looking bad either.
O'Neill Cruz is a dog.
Yeah, they beat the Red
Henry
Sox.
Henry Davis, season. Dog, but he's not up yet.
Reynolds has seven
they
RBIs already.
Call up Henry Davis. Why is Austin Hedges? Like, that's the best you can do at catcher? Mm-hmm. Call up my boy.
Yeah.
Well, just one last point. Reynolds has seven RBIs already.
Yeah, he had a two home run game the other day.
The main is getting traded, and he's going to be in Atlanta Brave.
Oh, God, I hope not.
He's going to be in Pinstripes.
He's not a Yankee.
He's a Yankee.
He's a Brave.
He's a Yankee.
Brave. I'm going to kill myself.
He's a Yankee.
Well, all right, buddy. Get ready to jump out that window.
Yo, chill. Anyway, he's a Yankee. He's the Yankees left fielder. It's going to be great.
I hope so.
All right, anyway, real quick, last team before we move on to commercial break. Cincinnati, 500 right now, but there's no way that they're that's.
Hey, they got some goons, man.
Right, but like
if Hunter Green's a really good
Green's
piece.
Hunter Green's a dog.
Right, I agree, but like there's not a full team there.
Yeah, oh, I mean no, obviously not. I mean not. Most of the MLB is not.
Dude, Jonathan India is the. Isn't he like their star player?
Yeah, I think Jonathan India. Yeah.
Like if Jonathan India is your star player, you got some problems.
Yeah, I'm just waiting until Nolan Marte comes up to the big leagues. That's what I'm waiting for.
Did you know that? What's his name?
Wait, did you know Jose Abreu? First of all, Jose Abreu was an Astro
yeah,
since when?
I knew that.
I did
that
not know that.
That happened like right at the start of the
season. I did not know that. I just see some Abreu batting against. I'm like, wait, what?
What was that dude's name? The guy that had like the really weird batting stance on the Reds that hit like seven home. Aristides Aquino.
Aquino, yeah.
He's playing overseas.
Yeah.
I don't know when that happened.
Yeah, he's not good apparently. Yeah, I thought he was really good. Like,
dude, he had like 10 home runs in his first like 12 at bats and then just like fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And now he's playing overseas? Like Aristides what?
Aquino, yeah. Yeah. Well,
weird.
Still.
Really weird. All right.
Quick 5-minute break. We'll be right back. We got to talk about the West Divisions and also finish up the NL Central. Final team I get to laugh at, the Lowell Cardinals, St. Louis fans. you may do think. I'm not going to say it on air, but we'll be right back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And it's time for the final segment of the night. Let's go ahead and talk about, let's kind of wrap these up with the standings as they are. Chicago Cubs. Again.
Hey, Belly looks good, man.
Yeah, I'm excited for them. Yeah.
If Belly's back. I mean, Dansby's been pretty good.
We're talking about the Cubs, not the White Sox.
My bad, the Cubs. The Cubs have had like some decent wins. Like they're 2-3, but they look good. Like Stroman had a great first game, too. I don't know if he started again, but Stroman looked really good in this first start.
Stroman was pitching today, I think.
He was? Ooh, let's see how he did. Oh, yeah, he might have been. Yeah, and it might have been the second start, but he got postponed. So.
Yeah. It was Stroman versus. Never mind. I don't know who was pitching for the Reds, but.
Still. All right, but. And then we have St. Louis swept by the Braves today. All I can say is lol. Cardinals fans are very annoying.
Yeah,
so.
I have a few Cardinals. I have a friend, two friends that are Cardinals. A Cardinals and Braves fan, and they're both friends. I don't know how, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm friends with an Astros fan.
I'm friends with Astros.
How many times have you tried to strangle them, Luke?
Well, he doesn't really like baseball, but he's just from Houston, so he roots for them. So it doesn't really affect me.
I didn't Astros fan in my class, but freshman year of college, and I tripped him. Stuck my foot out, so he trips, but I felt really bad doing that, so I never did that again.
Damn, just admitted to bullying somebody.
Hey. I mean, I didn't actually do it. I was going to do it, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. It's not going to get me anywhere. But.
You should have seen our faces in the studio. It's like...
I didn't actually do it, but that was when I still held a grudge over them.
To
but
be
now,
fair, I have a friend from home that's an Astros fan. And, like, his whole family's Astros fans. They always give me, like, a bunch of, you know what, for everything. So when it came out that they were cheating with the trash cans, me and my brother went outside their house with trash cans and banged on them for 4 hours in the middle of the night.
Oh, I would love
that. They called the cops on us. We didn't stop. It wasn't like against the law.
Yeah,
it's just not normal behavior.
Freedom of speech, man.
I would have done it. I would have done that same thing.
Cheating is not a World Series. That's what it'll do to you, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, I was.
That was ours, man. 2017 was ours.
I think
so. It was 2019, but they cheated there too.
I might have punched a hole in the wall when I found out. Yeah, it was bad.
I laughed. When I read the notification, I was like...
I did not laugh.
I was dying laughing. I was like... And then it kind of hit me. I was like, oh, you're serious. Like,
yeah.
And then I started crying.
But
yeah, still. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about the AL West. The Angels of Anaheim.
We all know what's gonna happen.
Oh, it's just
it's like a stereotype.
It's a matter of time between now and the All-Star break or the trade deadline is when this is gonna happen.
Shohei Ohtani.
I still think the Angels have to, no matter where they are, trade Shohei Ohtani at the deadline. They have to, because if Shohei keeps playing like this. First of all, if Shohei Ohtani keeps playing like this,
he's a Baltimore Oriole.
You can get way more than you should for Shohei Ohtani. They can realistically get two potentially starting pitchers for Shohei Ohtani and a whole boatload of prospects from the Dodgers if they trade Shohei Ohtani at the deadline. Because you want to know what happens if they trade him at the deadline? They don't risk injury the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. So if he gets, God forbid, hurt, his value automatically deteriorates, especially at that
age. Here
is
my proposal.
If he, God forbid, hold up, let me just finish. If he, God forbid, tears like UCL or something and has to get Tommy John, he's going to miss a year, and he's already 28. If I'm the Angels, it doesn't matter where you are, Ohtani's right now probably MVP favorite after a week, my personal opinion. But if you got to do whatever it takes to trade him at the deadline, you have to, because you are going to get probably the biggest trade package in history for him, in history, especially now that NL has a DH. You're going to get so much for Shohei Ohtani. I would do it in a heartbeat, because then you're finally going to have direction where you want your team to go. And I'd probably trade Trout at the same time too. But yeah, go ahead, Luke.
So if I'm the Angels, I'm getting on the phone right now, not waiting.
Yes, exactly.
Right now.
Yes, yes.
I'm trading Shohei Ohtani, and I'm trading Mike Trout.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mike Trout, arguably top three player of all time.
Yeah.
One healthy, top one. Like, arguably, he's got every tool. Like, I don't need to explain this. Everybody's seen Mike Trout.
Shohei Ohtani's more like Mahomes to me.
Mike Trout could bring in a boatload of young prospects, young players.
Yes, especially to a contender.
Like the Yankees. Mike Trout to the Yankees.
I'm not finished.
No, okay? We have to talk about other teams. We're limited on time, so I'm going to interrupt. All I'm going to say is Ohtani and Reynolds are going to be Braves. Moving on.
Ohtani, what do you have to give up?
Reynolds.
You're going to have to trade Steven Strider.
Reynolds is going to rot
Rangers.
In Anaheim.
The Texas Rangers are also 4-2 at the moment.
Yeah, they've played well. I mean, DeGrom wasn't off too hot of a start, but he came back today with 11 Ks and 2 earned runs, so... They're not looking too bad. Angels. Josh Jung. He's playing really well from what I've seen. Surprisingly, it's not a name that we were big on coming into the year, but start off good. Let's see how they keep. They have like the pieces. They have the players to be a good team, but we'll see where it takes them.
So. Yeah, I have to agree. It feels like they're just kind of like there.
Yeah.
In points.
I mean, they have talent on the team for sure. It's just a matter of like. Where they take that? Where do they go from here? Like, it's just, do they keep this going, or do they just typical, like, classic Ranger style, lose like 15 games in a row and then win, lose the rest of the way? So
yeah. All right, Houston. Kind of, I think, kind of like the
How's under 500?
They're actually below 500. They're 3-4.
I said under.
Oh, okay.
Under 500.
Yeah, I think the Astros will be fine.
I don't.
I'm not worried.
I don't. Jose Altuve's hurt. They're all falling apart. It's hilarious. I love seeing it. Jeremy Pena not doing too well to start the year.
Oh, he just hit a home run today. Two-run shot.
He was like 0-for-4 yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited because I have him in Dynasty. I needed that to come back.
But
very exciting.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, they beat the Tigers today. I guess that's fine. But I'm not
as
I'm not
they should have. But they lost 2 out of 3 to them.
Yeah, I'm not worried though. I think they'll be fine. Yeah, I'm not. Kyle Tucker's had a great start to the year. He's had 3 home runs and 8 RBIs already. So he's playing well. Their bullpen, I think, has been the biggest problem so far. Like, their starting pitchers have been well. Like, Javier went 6 innings today with 5 Ks and 1 run.
Right.
Framber Valdez had a great game. Mm-hmm. I just think it's mostly their bullpen that's kind of.
I'll talk NL West now, finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, still. Oakland. Oh. I don't think anyone would be surprised they'd be this low.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
come on.
Oakland winning.
It's a fluke.
I thought Oakland would be 0-6 right now. I would have bet a lot of money on it too.
So fun fact. I saw a tweet today. The Oakland A's, when looking at their attendance, they were either below a majority of teams or teams doubled their attendance. When AAA, because AA hasn't kicked off yet.
Wait, they're AAA? Has more than their major league?
Yeah, no, there are AAA teams with more attendance than the Oakland A's.
Goodness gracious. Crazy. How old is that stadium?
It's literally built in the 60s. Like, I think literally 1960s.
I saw two or three games in the World Baseball Classic had more than their entire attendance all year last year.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
I don't know.
NL West time.
I don't know a single player.
No, you're forgetting one.
What?
Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they 2-5 at the moment?
What was the score of that game?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean,
did they lose by 2 today?
No, they lost by 1 today. Yeah, their pitching's not been too hot, Seattle. I'm kind of surprised.
I just saw a reaction. Did someone make a bet?
Maybe. Had I did Mariners not. Plus 1.5 today. And it hit, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't know really what's going on with besides the Castillo, their pitching's not been too good. I mean, Castillo's been lights out. So, I mean, he's pitched 2 games, 12 Ks, no earned runs. I mean, that's fantastic. But besides that, really is nothing. I don't really know what's going on in Seattle. I think they'll be fine, though. I'm not too worried.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
They'll be fine. The season just started.
Like, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
All right, moving on, NL West. The Dodgers, of course, sitting on top.
How about Clay Thompson's brother?
Yeah, Trey, he is balling right now.
He had 3-homer game. Yeah, like,
Trace
what?
Thompson is cooking.
Thompson for 3 and a whole nother meaning, man. Yeah. What? That's crazy. Yeah,
that is.
He was good in, like, 2014, and now he's, like, somehow, like, good again? Like, what?
Yeah.
Baseball will do that
steroids.
To you.
Steroids. Yeah.
Baseball will do that to you.
Steroids.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. But and then, like, this is where, like, the division, like, randomly, like, kind of falls apart. Again, we're literally just a week into the season, but still it's weird to me. Arizona, they're sitting at number 2.
They're not bad, man. Yeah. I was watching the game. They were looking pretty good.
Yeah, the Arizona's not bad. They have a bright future, too. They have Carroll, who finally hit a home run. They have, like, Christian Walker's playing well, too. I mean, I didn't really hear that guy before, like, a couple days ago. But, they're not looking too bad. Who's their pitchers, the Diamondbacks?
They got Matt Bum.
I knew Bumgarner, but, like, besides Bumgarner, who else?
I can't really think of any.
Yeah,
on the Diamondbacks?
Diamondbacks, yeah, besides Bumgarner.
They have Zach Davies. He's not good.
Yeah, I mean.
They have.
Could be a fluky start, but who knows? There's always that, like, every year in the MLB, there's always that one surprise team. I mean, I don't know who it could be this year. I mean, I think it's the Marlins this year. I think we all agree on that, but I don't know. If they keep going like this, it could be. Could be the Diamondbacks. We'll see.
Still, let's talk about then San Diego. Again, 500.
Not worried. Not worried at all. Yeah. 500 is a fine result right now. It's okay. Not worried.
Luke, it seemed like you wanted to say something.
No, I was not worried. Padres are fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Padres are all right.
All right. And then San Francisco, 2-3.
I don't think they're good at all.
Unfortunately, they played the Yankees, so that's why they're 2-3.
I also don't think they're that good.
They're not.
They're not that good. They don't have anybody.
Their 1-5 hitters are not bad, but
after that, yeah. Don't they have Kepler?
No.
Or Haniger, Mitch Haniger. Why is he not playing?
Haniger, is he hurt?
He might be because he wasn't playing against the Yankees. Because I was like looking, I was like, all right, like I know that they signed Mitch Haniger, but I don't know why he wasn't playing. Like, Conforto was playing, but Haniger wasn't. I was just wondering why.
Yeah. Okay. And then finally, the last team, the team that was kind of hot for half a second, and then is back to the dumpster fire. The Colorado Rockies.
Rocky's gonna rock you, man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Luke. Yeah. Oh, you should. Okay. Well, I'm excited. We get another week, so the next time we come on air, we're gonna have kind of some different stuff to talk about. Like.
Yeah.
All right. Disappointment of the week. I'm gonna stick with the Mets.
Yeah, I'm going probably with the Mets also. Mets, Phillies, I'll give a little bit of a pass.
Mets.
Yeah. All right, team of the week, kind of watch. I'm sticking with Braves.
Braves. I'm going with the Braves.
Team of the week.
Braves.
Yeah. They were dominant through their sweep. I mean, yeah.
Braves, yeah.
I can't say the Rays because of who they've played.
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, no. Definitely,
any team that had that schedule would win team of the week if that were to happen. But
all right.
Before we wrap up, I want to wrap it up with a funny little record broken today. Well, not really broken, but Ohtani goes in the record books again as the first hitter and pitcher to get a pitch clock violation in the same game.
Ohtani in history.
Always making history, man. Shohei in the record books once again. but yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Go Yanks, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Well, I've been your host, Carson Keel.
Luke Torrey.
Adam Baranofsky.
And we'll see you guys next week. See you around.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.